Now, Adrian West is an astronomer with over 30 years' experience. He's also known as the Virtual Astro, and he's now written a book so that we can all enjoy finding solace in the stars. Here to tell us about the secret world of stargazing, welcome to the show, Adrian.
Hello.
Hi there. So it says here, Adrian, the secret world of stargazing is the ultimate guide to set you on your epic journey around the cosmos, which sounds great, but seriously, where do we start? It just looks like a minefield to me.
That's what everybody says. It is an absolute minefield, and that's the reason for the book. It's to make it easier for ordinary people to look up and enjoy the night sky. I wrote it specifically to get everybody looking up and not being afraid of the night sky like most people are. They think they need to be a brain box or really clever and remember all this stuff, but you don't. You don't need to know any of that, really. If you can find your way around a simple map or around the supermarket, you can find your way around the night sky. Carry on.
I was just going to say, do we need a telescope, though? Do we need equipment and things?
No, absolutely not. You don't. There's another misconception that all people that look up the night sky, astronomers, etc., all need telescopes, and we all have funny little things connected up, and it's all very technical and everything, but it's you only need your eyes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So it also says here it can take you through the season. So if you're looking up in the sky, you can find out what season it is throughout the year?
Yeah, well, the sky changes just like everything else. As we orbit around the sun, the sky moves and it changes with the seasons. So we see different things at different times of year. And each season has its unique set of constellations and its own appearance, which is quite nice because it's never the same. So each day changes, the sky moves a little bit more, and you can see that even more on a seasonal aspect. If you look at the winter sky, for example, you've got the big constellation of Orion, which is very, very striking in the southern sky in the middle of the evening, and most people recognize its shape. And then you've got the summer constellations, and people look up if they're out at a barbecue or something, they can recognize some striking constellations there. And it's all very, very simple. We want to try and move away from the heavy going science and technical side of things to something that everybody can understand and enjoy.
Imagine being able to impress somebody, being at a barbecue and suddenly looking up and saying, "Oh, look, that's Orion."
Yeah, it's as simple as that. It's you don't need any equipment, you don't need any knowledge, really. You just need to do a little bit of practice and just understand what each thing is and learn to star hop, basically. And there are some very, very striking things in the night sky, and every single night will have a different set of striking things. And if we start with the basics, we always start with the North Sky and the North Star and the Big Dipper or the ladle or the saucepan, as some people call it. We move on from there. So these are stepping stones to other parts of the night sky. And it's like a big jigsaw puzzle. In the end, all the pieces fit together and it becomes intuitive. You know which way the sky is moving. You can feel when something's coming. And the sky isn't fast at all. So you can take your time and learn it when you want to. But you can pick it up and put it down, metaphorically speaking, as much as you want. So you can take or put in as much as you want with the night sky. You don't have to be an astronomer. You don't have to be super clever. But if you want to spend as much as you would in a car and a telescope and really go for it, it's up to you.
Yeah. And I suppose it is very much like a map. I mean, we intuitively know now that, you know, Scotland is the north. We know which is the east, the west, you know, if we're looking at a map of Britain. So I suppose you do get used to it.
Yeah, well, you do. It's a matter of practice, really. But you don't need a lot because it's very simple. The sky tells stories. There are shapes. And when we visit somewhere or we go somewhere, the map or our surroundings always tell a story. And we remember those, especially if you're going somewhere memorable, like a big city or something like that, or into the countryside where you go to your favorite spot. There are these memorable signposts along the way. And we pick out the most common of these and the most striking of these, and we help people understand how to find this object and what's cool here, etc., to look for. And you really don't have to put any more than that into it, really. And the other thing with the book, we're looking at the way it makes people feel. I've just spoken about the technical side of it, which is finding your way around, but you don't even have to do that. You can just look up, soak it all in, and let it wash over you, and basically immerse yourself in the night sky and the world around you.
Yeah, the nighttime actually is the perfect time, because we've all had busy days and we've got busy minds. And I suppose if you just sit there looking up, you suddenly become lost in it all.
It's really, really relaxing, and it's really, really good for your well-being. So, you don't need to understand it. Just sit back, relax, look at the stars, look at what's going on, look at the moon or the planets or whatever's in your view at the time, and just let it wash over you, basically. And it's really, really good for you and very, very relaxing. I don't think there's anybody who's got any negative reactions to the night sky. Very few, if any.
Yeah, I can understand that. It's something I've never really thought about, to be honest, but I'm getting quite interested now.
It's part of our natural world. I mean, some people like bird spotting, some people like walking on the beach, some people like to go for a stroll in a park or something. We all enjoy being outside. We all enjoy a nice summer evening or even a crisp cold evening, but the sky is always there, and if it's clear, it's absolutely spectacular, and we shouldn't really forget about it. Most people walk around with their eyes down. Not many of us walk around with our eyes up. And of course, with modern technology, we've been so used to everybody going indoors and flicking a light on, or going outside and having a party outside, and all it's all lit up, and we forget about the night sky. And wouldn't it be fantastic to have a barbecue in your back garden and a really warm evening and have all the lights out and just have the starlight illuminate everything? Mm-hmm. After a few minutes, it's really spectacular.
Yeah, and of course, it doesn't matter where you are, whether you're in the UK or whether you're in Spain like we are, you can be anywhere, can't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Different parts of the world can see different parts of the sky. As you're in Spain, you would see a little bit more of the southern hemisphere, and some of the bright constellations down there will come into view in Spain, which are quite nice. But you see all of the ones in the northern hemisphere as well, which are really, really historical and striking as well, and they've got lots of stories behind them.
And if people do want to go that step further after they finished reading your book, I'm assuming with the technology nowadays that there are astronomy apps, are there?
There are. There are many. I don't use many myself, because you don't really need to if you know everything. But there are so many to get you going. Don't rely on them, though. Try and actually star hop, or even use a paper map, which is even better. Apps are fantastic, but they can damage your dark adaption. So if you're on a very dark evening and you're staring at your phone, you're not going to see much in the sky, because you need a good 10 to 15, 20 minutes for your eyes to adapt to the light and bringing all that very faint starlight. That's when it comes to life.
Yeah, I think it sounds great for mindfulness and certainly connecting us all to nature.
Absolutely. That's the whole thing. It is an extension of our natural world. It's not a different thing. It's not science fiction. It's not sterile. It's where we came from. And eventually it's where we'll return to.
Yeah, that's true.
Very hopefully, true. If we don't blow ourselves up first, of course.
Oh, but, wow. Yeah, another story. Another story for another time.
Yeah, another one, yeah. But
Sorry, I was just going to say, finally, you are the creator of the Night Sky Theatre show. What's that?
The Night Sky show. I've got a lot of followers on Twitter and Facebook, and a lot of people ask me questions, and I thought I might as well just take the show on the road, so to speak. So I do a show, the Night Sky show, in theatres around the UK. It's very, very popular. We started off with some smaller theatres in early 2020 before the pandemic struck. And now we're playing in some of the largest theatres in the UK, and sell-out shows and lots of interest. And it's basically the book on stage, with a bit of sci-fi thrown in and some entertaining humour at the same time. And it's a great evening, or even an afternoon, for everybody. And it's really good. It's great fun.
What a great idea. Well, the book we are selling on our website, I'm going to go out and get myself a copy because I feel like I'm going to be impressing my friends. It's called The Secret World of Stargazing, Find Solace in the Stars, and it's by Adrian West, who we're chatting to now. Adrian, you mentioned Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
Virtual Astro, all one word.
Virtual Astro. Well, you've certainly taught me a thing or two. It's been fascinating. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much. Thank
you. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.